A local doctor and baseball enthusiast has finished his year-long walk across America, visiting the country's major league ballparks. He's been walking to spread awareness of preventable medical harm. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
Inspired by the movie Forrest Gump, where Tom Hanks' character runs across America, Dr. David Mayer planned to walk to all 30 of the country's major league ballparks. He started his walk from San Diego last February. I caught up with him back in July when he was in Baltimore, walking 9 miles to Camden Yards.
Baltimore has been very special. I've lived here the last 10 years of my life. I mean, I'm an Orioles fan too. You see, I'm wearing an Orioles jersey, and if it's not the Chicago Cubs, you know, I've adopted the Orioles as my second team now living here.
Mayer, the executive director of the MedStar Institute for Quality and Safety in Columbia, Maryland, is also the CEO of the Patient Safety Movement Foundation, the group's goal for there to be zero medical error-related deaths in the U.S. by 2030.
People would reach out and say, I want to walk with you. I want to walk because I lost a loved one. I've got a friend that I know died from preventable medical harm, or they were a caregiver. And so I see this every day, and I see the medical errors, so I want to support you.
Mayer officially wrapped up his walk at Jacksonville Beach in Florida this past month. He couldn't make it to all of the MLB stadiums because of travel restrictions, but he visited 20 of them and walked 2,452 miles. Among those who walked with Mayer was Carol Hemmelgarn, a patient safety advocate from Denver, Colorado. She walked in memory of her 9-year-old daughter, Alyssa. She passed away in 2007 from multiple medical errors, just 10 days after being diagnosed with leukemia.
So gave me time to reflect and think about things that, you know, I can help other patients and families do to be safer when they go in to receive healthcare.
For Hemmelgarn, it was also an opportunity for healing.
You built new relationships. There was laughter. There was tears. I mean, you know, and at the end, you know, we're chugging down water and there's laughter, but you know there's a purpose of why we were doing this.
One of the friendships she made was with a physician. As they walked, they spoke to each other about their work.
And we found this synergy. And you know, he's like, I've never had the opportunity to ask a patient certain things that I've always wanted to ask.
Hemmelgarn says that sort of communication is key to preventing medical error.
Providers need to learn to stop and let us tell or ask more questions. And patients and families need to understand they have a role in their healthcare too, that they have a voice and they do need to speak up. You know, providers can't read our minds.
That verbal communication has become more difficult to do during the COVID-19 pandemic when patients do not always get to have loved ones by their bedside.
And I think we're going to see that, you know, months and years down the road, the people that did not get to be there with loved ones to say goodbye or to help them through this. The mental health aspect of it, I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg.
At the end of their walks, Mayer and those who join him along the way create memorials out of stones marked with the names of people they'd lost to medical error.
It was funny because sometimes I'd go back to those ballparks, like when I did the Arizona route, and then the last day, the three stones that we had done a memorial the first day at Sloan Park. We finished at Sloan Park. 10 days later, they were still there.
Mayer says he's not quite finished walking. He's planning on walking to D.C. to meet congressional leaders there this summer.
You know, it's the walk across America. I'm going to visit a lot of places as I continue walking until we see the urgency that needs to be put behind this.
I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.